Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I guess we're going to get started in a minute. All right, Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. We're out here in Vegas for some strange reason. The phone, it just cut me off, so I just had to get it back on. You go ahead and get started. I got to get everybody on.
Yeah, well, thank you, Woody. I want to thank you and Monty. And, you know, thanks for plugging in. I know it's hard to do a call like this on a Friday night in Las Vegas, but I have experienced that many, many times, and my heart really is in Las Vegas right now. But I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and you know, I'm grateful that you know, you kept emailing me and texting me and asking me had I ever heard of crowdfunding. And at that particular time, I was just getting back from Las Vegas, you know, for the holidays, and I hadn't taking a look at it. But now, even tonight, on the local news here, they were talking about GoFundMe. A young lady was trying to raise some money to continue her college education and to graduate. She needs some more money to finish her last year. So I want to welcome everyone to the call tonight, and we want to get this call started. First of all, I'm gonna share with you, and probably some of you have been to my website. But I started a national mentoring program several years ago, and the name of it is Champion for Kids. And I mentor kids in the neighborhood in Myrtle Beach, and I'm from North Carolina. Moved down to Myrtle Beach about 5 years ago and been actively involved in the community since that time. So, you know, when Woody started contacting me back a little before the first of the year, I finally took a look at crowdfunding and realized what it was. But this is a way that a person can take a small donation, as small as $50, and donate it $50, $100, or $200, and donate it to somebody else's project. The person that shared it, told you about it. You would make a small donation to their project, and then you would be assist on getting your project started. And that's what I did. My mentoring program, I just wanted to continue mentoring the kids in the community, and I set up my own project page. And so I've invited a few people on the call tonight, and I'm constantly inviting and sharing, and We Share Crowdfunding. That's the name of the organization. And the first person I'd like to bring on is a guy that I met many, many years ago, and I was in Würzburg, Germany, and he was in Würzburg, Germany. He actually started me in boxing as an amateur, and I was just in the gym. I'm going to turn it over to Herb Ruffin and let him tell the story as he remembered, as he met James Bone Crusher Smith. Herb Ruffin, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Why don't you just share your story, Herb, and how we got to meet each other and how long we've been knowing each other and our relationship.
I'm Herb Ruffin. Good evening to everyone. The year was 1977 in the great country of Germany, while James and I were both serving a country. I'm a 22-year veteran, Vietnam air. I spent a tour in Vietnam and was wounded during that time, and I ended up spending 3 months in the hospital in Japan. And then I returned back to Vietnam because of the need for extra bodies to continue to defend our country. Then, like I said, James and I met in '77, and one day I was in the gym there with the boxing team, and I didn't have a heavyweight, and James was an outstanding athlete, a super basketball player during that time, and I've been talking to him off and on about boxing. Of course, every time I approach him about boxing, he would tell me that he wasn't a boxer, that he was a basketball player. And then in a later conversation, he went on to tell me that he wasn't a boxer because he was a lover. So lo and behold, I kept, I was persistent, you know, after him. I was at a high rank during that time in the Army, so I thought I'd use my influential NCO traits and almost told him that he would box. But to make a long story short, he came aboard and started to train. After 3 months of extensive training, we took James into the ring, and he began to knock the other boxers out. And I even, after three fights, we took him to a championship, which was a German-American championship. And of course, I didn't tell him about the records of the boxer that he would be boxing. But lo and behold, in the second round, James caught this German national boxer with a right hand and dropped him on his face. And after the boxer was over, he was curious as to who the boxer was. Well, lo and behold, this boxer was an international champion that had won the championship for the countries for 3 years in a row. And he was very impressed when he found out that that had happened. And after a series of wins in Germany, James left the Army and then came back to the United States, and he joined the club up in Philadelphia under one of the late heavyweight champions of the world, Joe Frazier. And then the story after that, after several pro fights, he became the heavyweight champion of the world. Something to be definitely proud of. So over the years, James and I have had a very good relationship, and he introduced me to a number of different people throughout our travels, and now he's come aboard and contacted me to tell me about crowdfunding. So that's my reason for being here, to hear the story and the testimonies of the rest of the group. And I thank you for it.
Thank you very much, Herb. Those are kind remarks there, and thanks for being on the call tonight. Another military man, I met him just recently. I mean, I just continued meeting people and known her for a long time, but the next person I'd like to hear from is Johnny, and he lives, you hear him come on and say he's from Wilson, North Carolina. I spent most of my life in North Carolina, and Johnny, if you don't mind, I met Johnny through my brother, Jesse, and we will be getting Jesse involved. And Johnny, if you don't mind, though, come on now and share your story a little bit and what you see that we might be able to do it in North Carolina.
Sure, Bone Crusher. Thanks for having me on again. I'm Johnny Berunda. I'm a retired military, old 82nd Airborne Division guy. Spent many years in the military and also a father of a recent Iraq-Afghanistan veteran. And basically what led my wife and I to embark on a mission that we hold near and dear to our hearts is some of the problems that my son came home to after the war. And all of us have heard about post-traumatic stress and suicide. That's a real deal. And, you know, that our son had a lot of issues with that. So my wife and I formed a nonprofit organization focused to assist our military veterans, active duty, retired, and their family members affected by military sexual trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, and enabling them to get kind of lend them a hand to pick them up out of the marsh there. And that led me in some of my travels through North Carolina to meet your brother, Champ. And Jesse and I met a while back ago, and we decided by talking to each other that we were going to get together, do some funding for the nonprofit here in North Carolina to fund our warrior advocacy project. And one thing that I found out about being out here in the bushes every day and getting out here and doing a lot of community outreach is there's a lot of veterans and their families out here that really, and you guys can relate to this, a lot of Vietnam veterans still that I run into basically on a daily basis are still out here dealing with a lot of problems. So I find out every day that we need to be proactive and get younger generation as well to up on board and get them the help that they deserve, so we're not sitting here 30, 40, 50 years from now still dealing with these same problems. So, you know, I believe this would be a good avenue of approach, raise some funds. It's going to take a little bit of money to help these young men and women out and their families. So we stand stand ready to assist the champ, and thank God that we met you and what you're doing, and it's just icing on the cake that you're a veteran and your brother's a Vietnam veteran himself, and I want to welcome you guys home and thank you for your service, and we look forward to continuing our mission with you and saving some lives.
Thank you very much, Johnny, and I think you and I are going to meet face-to-face on Tuesday at my brother's office in Warrensville, North Carolina. Thank you for those words, and thank you for being on the call tonight. And let's see. Who else we got out there? Woody, you there?
Yeah, Bone Woody's here. Hey, we got Staff Sergeant Warren that has come on, and Arthur is on.
Well, you know, Staff Sergeant Warren, I, you know, we met today for the first time. I'm constantly meeting people, and a lot of times people just look at me and they think they know who I am. So a lot of times I ask, I say, "Who do you think I am?" And they'll say, "Bone Crusher." I said, "A lot of people think I'm Bone Crusher." I said, "Matter of fact, today you're right." So we were at the eye doctor today, and he was looking at me. His wife was there as well. They were looking at me, and I was looking at them, and we were both trying to get fitted for eyeglasses. But he's a new friend of mine, and I believe he's got several, both him and his wife got several people in their family that's veterans, are in the military now. So I want to turn it over to Mr. Warren and let him share his story. I mean, he can talk for himself. Go ahead. Over to you.
Thank you, Bone Cutter. Bone Crusher, it's an honor to meet you today. And it's nice when you can meet a legend that is also a vet, because all veterans are legends. So it was a real honor meeting you today and hearing your testimony about you know, what the business has done for you, but how, more importantly, how you're able to help other people. I'm the new kid on the block. I'm just digging into it. I spent about 30 minutes looking at the program and looking what's there to offer. I'm a 22-year veteran. To Johnny Airborne, I spent some time at the 82nd, more so with the 101st, but I jumped a whole lot of jumps there at Fort Polk and Fort Bragg. So,
all the way, brother.
Yeah, my father, he retired there at Fort Bragg in June of 1982. I'm a third-generation retired veteran. So the some of the things that you're doing, Johnny, with the PTSD, I've got two tours of Iraq and then one of Afghanistan. That's something that I'm greatly challenged with. I'm completing my second degree right now in psychology and counseling. And I work volunteer hours at the Myrtle Beach Vet Center that helps combat veterans. And there's some things that God has put on my heart in that regard to help more veterans. As you said, there are a lot that are still out there by our Vietnam veterans that are still challenged, of which my dad and my father-in-law served in Vietnam, two tours each. There's a lot out there, but we got our, what I call our young pups that are coming home, and they need a lot of assistance, a lot of care, and a lot of advocacy to get them the things that they need. And that's something that's burning on my heart. Moved here to North Myrtle Beach for, been here 3 years. Did my, a lot of my time in Clarksville, Tennessee, 101st, and I retired there October of 07. So I'm excited to hear about it. I see the possibilities to help people. And Bone Crusher, thank you today. And I'm enjoying what I'm hearing on the line, and appreciate the opportunities and to be involved. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I would definitely be needing your help to put together a special tribute to veterans in this area. And we're going to invite as many of them as we can to, and I'm going to host it. A party for the veterans in this area, and Johnny and those guys in North Carolina as well, on Friday, June the 26th. And
I'm going to play in your golf tournament on the 28th.
Oh, the 27th.
Yep. I'm going to play in on the 27th, and we've won on the 13th. Boy, if you could make that, be great. If not, I understand you're a busy person.
Yeah, getting the information. But, I got this knee replaced, and I don't know if I'll be released on for that time.
Oh,
or not,
that's
but,
right. Okay,
I would definitely be right. I'll come support it.
Okay,
and,
you be my guest.
All right,
I'll take care of everything for you.
We'll get together.
All right.
At this time, thank you for those words, and thank you for being on the call tonight. And such a short notice. We just met today.
Yeah. I'm excited. I really am excited about it. My wife and I talked about it the whole way home. Like I said, let me do my research like I always do. One brother said he Googled it. I found all the information. You told me to do that. Some worthy causes, worthy projects. And I'm just ready to jump in to see where it's going to take me.
Thank you. Okay. I'll call you tomorrow. When I say tomorrow, hey guys, they got a big fight going on tomorrow night, and I'll be over at North Myrtle Beach, at Hooters at North Myrtle Beach, signing autographs, my books, and at 9 o'clock, and watching the big fight, Mayweather Pacquiao.
All right,
Arthur, you out there? You're next, Arthur. Why don't you just say, if you will, share with us again live. What you said before the call, and that was awesome, Arthur. And tell the people how we met.
Okay, thank you very much, Arthur Taylor from New Jersey. And I say thanks to Bone Crusher for, number one, lending your ear when I had an opportunity to speak with you. You know, I just like to say, you know, I've met Bone Crusher. Matter of fact, I own some property in the complex, condominium where he lives. And I always see people, you know, be approaching him. He's like, hey, I think I know who you are. You know, isn't that Bone Crusher? And he would make that remark, people say I look like him. But, you know, when I told him, you know, what I was, you know, interested in doing is that, you know, being a veteran myself, from back in 1970, you know, I too, you know, see, you know, the need to, you know, provide some type of services, assistance, housing, you know, everyday upkeep of some of these veterans out here. And like I said, you know, I too, you know, did my little Google and everything and searched around. But, you know, one thing I know is that, you know, if you got some person famous, Bone Crusher, you know, everybody know Bone Crusher. And
that's
if you
right.
got somebody like that, you know, who's willing to stand in your corner and stand with me, you know, to me that means a lot. And, you know, like I said, you know, that's not my only, you know, investment I have. I have property from New Jersey to Michigan, And I'm happy to say I'm able to be able to have two veterans living in two of my properties so far. So that's wonderful. But awesome. You know, to have somebody like Brian Crusher to be with you and stand with you, like I said, and you know, the investment that I made of $200, you know, to me that's like, you know, what do I have to lose? I got nothing but the game. You know, it's like, you know, come on, are you for real? Or are you trying to find excuses? But all I'm doing now is he has helped me. We've started the first step. And hopefully when Woody and everybody get back from that nice evening in Vegas tomorrow, by Tuesday, whatever, we'll get together and finish this up. I'd like to say thank you very much. And I'm looking forward, Bone Crusher, that we're going to do some more business together also.
Absolutely. I'm ready, willing, and able. And thank you for those words, and thanks for being on the call tonight. Woody, are you there?
Bone Crusher, I'm here from sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, 96 degrees today.
Wow.
And we're driving around Las Vegas, and we're going in and out of places, and I'll tell you, the buzz out here is Mayweather Pacquiao.
Oh,
I see more people coming in here. They're just piling in. We were at the airport earlier, and the airport is full of people coming in. It's going to be an exciting event tomorrow night. And me and Monty, we're out here. We're just glad to be out here because we just got done going to a WeShare crowdfunding leadership conference out here in Vegas. And we got to rub shoulders and elbows with the CEO, the vice president, and several other of the principals in WeShare Crowdfunding, and it was an exciting two-day event. We got to hear not only about what WeShare has already been doing for people, their community, but we also got to hear about stuff that is coming down the road probably by about June to help improve our program, help other people in their projects, help them to go out and to talk to us during the day about.
You're breaking up, Woody. We might have lost you, as a matter of fact.
I think we lost him, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear me, Bone Crusher?
Yeah. You're breaking up there a little bit. Why don't you tell us what your project is, Woody, and tell us a little about, you know, who you are and where you're from.
All right. We just have a little technical difficulty. My phone just keeps jumping off. But I'm from Hope Mills, North Carolina. I am also retired military. I did 20 and a half years in. First half of my career, I was in armor. I was out there in the tanks and in the trenches. And the second half of my career, I went ahead and changed up and went into aviation. And went ahead and flew the 0858 Delta for my last 10 years, which they decided this year that they're going to go ahead and retire my baby. Kind of makes me sad pulling it out of the inventory, but that's okay because I had my time flying through the skies and then sneaking and peeking. But I'm married, I have four children, and I run a before and after school center with children. I work with children every day from 5:30 in the morning up till 6:30. And basically what I do is parents bring their kids to us and we take them to school. And in the afternoon we pick them up and we help them with their homework. We mentor them and we just keep them all, you know, doing the right things. And I had a nice pretty bus that I used to drive the kids to school with and bring them back. And sometime last year my bus decided it wasn't going to go anymore. And I had it towed to the shop and got some estimates on how much it was going to cost to get fixed. And it was going to cost more to get the bus fixed than it did that I bought it. And I didn't have the money at that time, so I decided to try crowdfunding. And I had heard about it, didn't know much, but, you know, I went to another platform and I put a page up. And I know you guys see these things that come on TV every night about people getting all this money from crowdfunding. And I figured, well, I'm going to get me something by a bus. Well, I put my page up, and, you know, after a couple days and a couple weeks, and actually after a couple months, I never received one donation. So from that, I said, you know, this crowdfunding thing doesn't work.
But a friend of mine, Monty, a couple months later, he starts emailing me about this company called WeShare Crowdfunding. And, you know, just because it said crowdfunding, I did like probably a lot of people do, like, oh, I know all about that, because I had tried it before and it didn't work for me. I said, I know all about that. So I ignored it. Persistent, kept sending it to me, and I actually looked at it, and I said, yeah, I don't know if this is going to work. I tried that type of thing. But one day he sent me a message, and the message says, do you have anything that you need to raise funds for? Well, automatically I said, yes, I need a new bus. And Monty said, you really need to look at this. He said, WeShare crowdfunding is different. It can help you. So at that time, because it piqued my interest with that one sentence that he sent to me, I looked at it and I watched some videos and I said, wow, I can start this project and I can work with other people in the community, and together we can raise this fund. Not like the other platform when you're all by yourself. You know, that's why I like, you know, the share part of it, where there'll be other people helping me. And I got started right around Thanksgiving, and, you know, haven't looked back since. You know, I introduced Bone Crusher to it and several other people. And right now I believe that because of me getting started, I have over 200 people that have started projects so they could either help people in their community, churches, or some people just want to help themselves. You know, they want to get out of debt, or, you know, they may need a car because they need transportation so they can get to work. So WeShare crowdfunding is something that, you know, I just truly fell in love with, and I really like the part that we're helping people as we're going along. So with that, what I would like to do is I want to introduce the gentleman that introduced me and have him tell you a little about himself. He's also a veteran and a good friend of mine. His name is Mr. Clarence Montgomery, and we call him Clarence. And once he tells you a little bit about himself and what he's doing, I want him just to explain a little bit real quick on the line of what WeShare crowdfunding is. And after that, we're just going to throw it back to you, champ, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Woody.
All right. Here's Clarence Montgomery, otherwise known as Monty.
Hello, champ. This is Monty. How you here?
How you doing, Monty? I know you're having a great time in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir. Excellent, excellent. In fact, I'm so excited I can't stand myself. I'd like to welcome all the other veterans on the line, on the call here. As Woody said, he kind of stole all my thunder. I'm going to have to slow down a little bit because, I mean, we've been just, I mean, this is just some exciting times. And anyway, I'm going to try and just cut through the chase. As Woody said, I'm a 20-year vet as well, and WeShare in a sense has helped me out in two ways. I know we talk about the project, but also in a personal way, because after retiring, I started a lot of the military contracts, and this last year, 2 years, because of the budget cuts, you know, I lost my position in the contract. So I actually been unemployed for over a year. Because of this platform, it bridged the gap between that. And another aspect of the platform is, you know, you want the, what the company says is you want to have a project bigger than yourself. So my project evolves around serving the community with some of the food banks. So without going into a lot of detail, that's basically it. And, you know, you can do this worldwide. The platform is a worldwide platform. The platform is an automated platform. So it does all the work. It does all the distributing the money. It tracks everything. It tracks all the projects, you know, in the back office. So you have total access to it, 100% transparency. So anybody can see what you're doing. They can see where the money trail goes. So we don't have any issues with any of that. So another thing we normally talk about on this broadcast is we kind of give a definition of crowdfunding, and we go over some other points. In fact, this call I was supposed to do some tips on internet marketing, but because of this event and for sake of time, we're not going to go into it. But I hope everyone listening will come back next Friday night, because we have a lot of things developing on the platform for marketing and sharing. So we'll be bringing all that out and just working with everybody throughout the network. And what we like is two terms we like to use, and that is empowering and community. And with the veterans on the line, I think we all understand that. you know, because we come from that background of serving and also community. And we definitely want to dig into this and get that information out to you and show you exactly how we can empower you, your community, and fund your project. With that being said, I'd like to give my phone number out, because one of the things I do and support part of the community is I try to help facilitate everyone else on the team or anyone else in the community, whether they're on our team or not. We support each other. So if you got a pen and piece of paper, I'd like to give you my number. You can call me anytime, 7 days a week, between hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time. And that number is 910-556-4027. Again, that's 910-556-4027. And all my friends call me Monty, so feel free to just jump on the call. Call me Monty. If you got any questions, you know, I'll try to get the answers to you. If I don't know the answer, I can get the answers. One of the top communities in this platform, on this platform, is this community that you're listening to tonight. So there's no answer we can't get for you. Second is the website that we're using. One of the most dynamic presenters in our community is a guy named Mark Hamlin. And you can watch a short, I think it's about 14 minutes. So, again, if you got pen and paper, you want to go to yourfund.info. I'll say again, your, Y-O-U-R, fund, F-U-N-D, dot info. And that's a kind of a short presentation we share with everyone. And then we get back on a three-way call, and we get their questions answered, and then we try to get them started in funding their project. So, Champ, with that said, back to you.
Thank you very much, Monty, and not only you, but all the speakers that was on tonight and all the guests that was on and the people listening. And I am very excited. You know, once upon a time, I owned my own network marketing company. And, you know, it's a lot in running a company and keeping everything going and legal. And I'm very excited about being a part of We Share Crowdfunding and to know that the news media is talking about crowdfunding almost every day. You hear some story about crowdfunding and in a positive way. So I am very excited very excited about working with retired military guys and veterans and you and Woody and all the guests that was on. I look forward to working with you, going to your community if we need to, and doing what we need to do and get these veterans involved and just make some more money. And let's get, you know, a lady did my printing today, and she's excited. She made my new business card. It had my picture on there and crowdfunding on there, and she's taking a look at it. She looked like I'm going to recruit her into the deal too. So I am excited, and with that said, thank you, and this call is officially over. Thank you very much.
Phone crush.
Yes.
We got one more caller there that didn't get in. Bob.
Is that
you got a Bob?
Who?
Bob.
I got it.
Bob got in?
Hey, Bob, would you like to share your story?
Hello?
Yes.
I've got a bad throat problem. I don't know if I'll be able to talk, but I'll say that when I first heard about it from my friend, Reverend James Bonecrusher Smith, who I've known for a number of years, he explained it, and, you know, he explained it to me and one of my buddies, and it sounded too good to be true. And I slept on it, and the next day I got excited and I got in. And then I met Woody and Monty and some other people, and I saw what a good community it was. And I said, this thing is going to work. And my project is one for it is a spirochete disease that people are now learning about, that around 130,000 people have in this country, and it's spread worldwide. And it's a funny thing, but it's like Lyme disease, very similar to it. But the medical profession, they deny that it exists because they don't have codes for it. And so what I want to do is to challenge the politicians and the doctors and to get this disease entity better known and to get help for people like myself that have suffered with it. And I'm very proud to be working and helping. And I tell you, you got some real leaders. That's what we need in America is leaders. And I see a lot of leaders coming with this We Share crowdfunding. I can tell you for sure we got people here that will help you. I was in the hospital in October, and just as soon as I woke up and the intensive care, he comes in with his hand out to greet me, but Bone Crusher Smith. Now I'm telling you, several people said, "Who was that big guy?" And I said, "That was a world heavyweight boxer." And I was so proud. They could not believe that he came out to see me. But, folks, this is an opportunity that you do not want to let get away. You want to join, get your crowdfunding project going, and then get everybody that you know that needs to make money in it. Okay, I'll flip it back to you now, Bone Crusher.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. It's always great to hear from you and see you live and in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I definitely need your help in planning for our next event, which is going to be June the 26th, Reception for Veterans in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And Pastor Nathan Hill, we want to say thank you to you for recognizing Dr. Bob. And Pastor Hill, would you like to say a couple words? This is your show, man. You give us opportunity to be on this show. Pastor Hill, tell us a little about you, and then we're going to end the call. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I'm Nathan Hill from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Me and Bone Crusher met about a year ago, and ever since then we've stayed in contact. And when he brought crowdfunding to me, I saw it to be a great advantage to get in to help this radio show. Cause we really touch a lot of people, but we need fundings also. It costs to run this show. Every week there's money got to be paid out to run this show for my station here in Orangeburg, South Carolina. So I'm so happy to be here. I'm looking forward for the funds to start coming in because I definitely need some funding. But God has blessed me that every month, at the end of the month, I have some money to put in to keep this show on the air for the last year and a half. So if anybody got any extra, we need it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor Hill. And with that said, this show is officially over. Thank you guys for being on there, all the comments, all the people that's listening. And we'll be back here next Friday, same time, same station. If you'd like to join us and say a couple words, you're always welcome. God bless you and good night, everyone.
173rd Airborne Brigade.